celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
He is Jehovah Shammah. And that word Shammah means Jehovah is present. No wonder the Philistines turned around when he said, I am Shammah. Because when he said, I am Shammah, he said, Jehovah is present. And it stayed the hand of the enemy. And they wouldn't cross over the line. Thank God we've got the name of Jehovah Shammah. He is present with us, filling us, covering us, going before and behind us. We're not alone when we walk out into the middle of our pea patch. But religion has built a dam. They've built up a wall. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof.
After our Lord's dramatic death, burial, and resurrection, he promised the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's power from heaven. Dr. Rod Parsley's 50 years of ministry integrity makes him uniquely qualified to equip you to receive this powerful infilling. Dispel every myth and receive the truth with today's free gift. The Fire Within is an easy-to-read, accurate guide to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Call or visit rodparsley.com for your free download.
I want to introduce to you the Tasha Cobbs Leonard Scholarship. Somebody give it up! The Tasha Cobbs Leonard Scholarship is a 100% covered scholarship for your first year of tuition. That is such a blessing, and I'm so excited that this will be going to someone well-deserved for this scholarship.
I stayed until midnight and they stayed with me. I was the last person to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. But just before midnight, finally, I broke through and God gave me that heavenly language in other tongues. Well, my mother saw the dramatic change in her Baptist teenager and declared, "This is just not fair. And I have to have it too." Welcome to Breakthrough, where every single day of the world we are celebrating the power of Pentecost. For nearly 50 years now, the precious Holy Spirit has been so vital in my life, in my ministry, and it just grows sweeter and stronger with the dawning of every new day. Today, I have a very intriguing book with me. It's entitled 50 Moments of Pentecostal History. Every single page is a treasure of the rich and transformative power of Pentecost, all the way from biblical times through the 21st century. It's one of my personal library favorites. I read it quite often. Today, it's my honor to share with you from the pages of this powerful and anointed ministry resource. Now, let's begin with an examination of the spread of Pentecost in America during the early years. Now, that's where we'll focus, of the 20th century. I believe the most well-known outpourings were the meetings at the Apostolic Faith Mission in Los Angeles. They ignited a mighty, holy move of God's Spirit that was an overwhelming influence on the rest of Pentecostal history. It was essentially the beginning of the modern Pentecostal movement globally. The Azusa Street meetings, oh, there, I got your attention, didn't I? The Azusa Street meetings, they were generally unstructured. How would that go over in today's modern church? They were spontaneous. What would modern preachers do if they didn't have their click track in their ear or their notes one upon the other? There was music. There was rejoicing. There was preaching. There was prayer for the sick. They cast out devils. There was intercession at the altar. There were great altar services. And none of it in any particular or set order, only as the Holy Spirit prompted. Listen, people from every ethnicity were just deeply involved in the whole thing. Now, in my book, I quote author Frank Bartleman's review of those services at Azusa Street. Here's what he said. He said, the color line was washed away by the blood. Listen, my friend, the cross is now, the cross has always been the only true melting pot. William Seymour was mightily used by the Holy Ghost at those Azusa Street meetings. His writings are especially appropriate in this year when the Holy Ghost has spoken to me that the spirit of agreement is essential. He said, and I'm quoting him, I can say through the power of the Spirit that wherever God can get people that will come together in one accord and in one mind in the Word of God, the baptism in the Holy Ghost will fall upon them, just as it did in the Bible, book of Acts. The Holy Spirit used women and men alike throughout history. Listen, if it were not for Mary Bodie, my spiritual heritage would have been very, very different than it is right now. Bodie had received the infilling of the Holy Ghost in 1907. She had a very, very special gifting for helping those who wanted to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, including a big two-fisted plumber in London. You'll recognize his name, my spiritual grandfather, the great Smith Wigglesworth, the same great evangelist who laid his hands upon my mighty pastor and mentor, Dr. Lester Sumrall. Well, I can tell you, I thank God for Mary Bodie. I thank God for her obedience to the Spirit of God. Let me mention another person. She's right here in the pages of my book, 50 Moments of Pentecostal History. Amy Simple McPherson. She could arguably be the most significant woman in Pentecostal history. Her work for the kingdom of God cannot be said other than to be legendary. In 1923, 100 years ago, she built the great 5,000-seat Angelus Temple. Listen to this, pastors. She built it debt-free in 1929. She then founded the International Church of the Four Square Gospel. Next to my desk today is a treasured and historic memento of Pentecostal history. It's actually a chair used in the meetings of the great Holy Ghost conducted by none other than Catherine Kuhlman. As I look upon it, I can still hear Sister Kuhlman's booming, echoing voice through the corridors of time, pointing that finger and announcing, I believe in miracles. Listen, you should also study the ministry of that trailblazer. It's in the book, Maria Woodworth Etter, a holiness, a healing pioneer in the last days of the 19th century. She was a glorious witness for the Holy Spirit and the mighty power of Pentecost. Now listen, don't you go anywhere. Stay right there with me, because in just a moment, I'm going to delve much, much deeper into the healing, revival, and that great move of the Holy Spirit so prevalent in my teenage years, the 1970s, in this illuminating book, 50 Moments of Pentecostal History. Well, there certainly was a time when some of our most revered and powerful Pentecostal pioneers would have their meetings totally interrupted, the stage being pelted with rotten tomatoes. And I'm very sorry to report that in today's modern church culture, the Holy Ghost of God isn't insulted. He's largely completely ignored. And to ignore what Jesus taught as a greater power is a tool, a tactic of our adversary. The great and priceless gift of God's Holy Spirit that was released into the earth on that first Pentecost, both a wind and a fire. It's power from above, power to equip, to bring us through every challenge, break the bondage of every burden, and bring the influence of the believer and non-believer alike to a full encounter with the glory of God Himself. I need your help, and I need it today, to keep the life-giving message of Pentecostal power strong and mighty. It must never become simply a footnote in ancient journals. Surely, surely the power of Pentecost can press through the dead sectarianism of postmodern Christianity. Today, our young people are seeking for such power, and the church's future absolutely depends on the power of Pentecost. I want you to celebrate Pentecost with me today by sowing a very special Pentecost offering of $50. $50, of course, representative of the 50 days between Passover and Pentecost, but $50 in each hand, or double it, as the great priests of old would do. That would be a $100 seed. To honor that commitment, that $100 seed, Pentecost offering, I want to place a memorial brick engraved with your name or the name of a loved one in our great Pentecost Globe Memorial. Our team is busy bringing this glorious testament to Pentecost to life, even as I'm speaking to you today. But there's still time to add your brick with your name, or for a $1,000 Pentecost seed, I'll place your name beautifully inscribed on a place of great honor in that marvelous Pentecost centerpiece. So call now. I know you'll want to. Or write to me today, or you can just click on rodparsley.com. But I need to hear from you today, because the deadline is quickly approaching. Pentecost Sunday is May 19th.
The fire and power of Pentecost will rise within you with these magnificent ministry gifts. As you sow a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, you will build your faith and those you influence each day with Pentecost's most celebrated quotes. 50 quotes for 50 years of ministry from Dr. Rod Parsley will thrill and equip you. For a gift of $100 or more, we'll add 6 great messages, each one designed to elevate and accelerate your anointing. You must learn about announcing, acquiring, and accepting your anointing and the rare Sabbath anointing. As a lasting testament to your stand for Pentecost, we'll add a brick with your name to the Pentecost Globe Memorial. There's never been a time when your agreement with Dr. Parsley is needed to preserve and protect the power of Pentecost. For those special friends who will sow a commanded offering of $1,000 or more, your name will be beautifully inscribed at the base of our Pentecost Globe Memorial. Located at the center of Breakthrough's World Headquarters, your name will be a permanent memorial to your faith. With every gift in obedience to God's command to not appear empty-handed at Pentecost, we'll also include 2 vials of Pentecost anointing oil. Don't miss receiving these dynamic ministry resources infused with Pentecostal power. Call with your offering 24 hours a day. Click on rodparsley.com or write today. Pentecost is May 19th.
Well, now, a little earlier in today's broadcast, I mentioned the denomination founded by the legendary Amy Semple McPherson. The Four Square Doctrine emphasizes very correctly Jesus Christ as Savior, baptized in the Holy Spirit, healer, and soon coming King. Well, the first century church leaders had no issue with Jesus as healer. Watch the distinction. But they sure kicked against the pricks concerning Jesus, the author of salvation. Today, those doctrines have been upended. Many, many believers today have faith in the cross of Christ for their salvation, but they lack the same faith that God will heal them, spirit, soul, and body. Well, in the 1920s, in Pentecostal history, there was a great number of anointed, God-ordained Pentecostal evangelists. They literally circled the globe and crisscrossed America, testifying, demonstrating the healing sacrifice of the cross of Christ. Now, the great Welsh revival birthed the healing and salvation ministry of 2 brothers, George and Stephen Jeffries, also of F.F. Bosworth, who had great, great success as a traveling evangelist that foreshadowed the ministry of a great, great man I'm sure many of you remember and honor, the late, great Dr. Oral Roberts, with as many as 20,000 people under a tent in a single meeting. And of course, my spiritual grandfather who possessed relentless faith, Smith Wigglesworth. His meetings were known for great, great demonstrations of miracles, of signs and wonders. Well, listen, I could teach for a solid month and barely scratch the surface of the miracles, the mighty manifested power of Pentecost. But for sake of time, we're going to have to jump forward now to the 1970s. I was raised in the Free Will Baptist Church, but my parents and I always attended special services, special revival meetings in many, many other churches and organizations. One night in 1974, I was a junior in high school. And I heard that there was a revival service on the east side of our city of Columbus, Ohio. There were 1,200 people there, many of them teenagers just like myself, and I heard them worshiping God, seeking God with their whole hearts. It was a lot like the movie many of you, I'm sure, seen, and if you haven't, you should. The movie Jesus Revolution. That was what was going on in my life. And during that service, they said, if you want the baptism in the Holy Spirit, just come to the altar. Well, there were over 100 at the altar. I was one of them. I stayed until midnight, and they stayed with me. I was the last person to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. But just before midnight, finally, I broke through, and God gave me that heavenly language in other tongues. Well, my mother saw the dramatic change in her Baptist teenager and declared, this is just not fair, and I have to have it too. So I laid my hands on her. She received the baptism in the Holy Spirit very, very quickly. And then everyone in my family followed to the glory of God. Look, I know when the Holy Ghost wind is blowing, it's blowing afresh right now as I share the goodness, the greatness, the glory of Pentecost with you. There are multiplied millions, maybe you, that have yet to hear of this glorious gift to the church, the presence, the infilling of the Holy Spirit of God can overflow in your life, transform your life forever. After the living God healed me of vocal cord cancer, it's nearly 8 years ago now, just in a few days, thank God, I determined to make the salvation of a soul and the power of Pentecost my unwavering life mission. From now till I see Jesus in heaven. But listen, I learned over 40 years ago, whatever God calls me to do, He's calling partners to help me accomplish it. I need your help to expand the breakthrough broadcast to the far-flung corners of the world once again. I need you to stand with me, to help raise up a brand new generation of firebrands for God through Valor Christian College and mighty churches planted across America and around the world in the Great City Harvest Global Network of Ministries around the world. Listen, your $50 Pentecost seed will help me so much do all of it, but I need every one of you. Won't you please call right now, rush your check in the mail to me, or just log on at rodparsley.com. Some of you have been supporting me for 40 years plus. Others, just for a while. Some of you, I pray, will become my partner today. I'm believing that there are 10 very special individuals that have been uniquely blessed by the power of Pentecost, and that today are bold enough to step forward with an offering of $1,000 or more. What a difference it will make to souls, to churches, to ministries across America. You remember, you and I were united in our faith, sowing and believing for a mighty Pentecostal revival. I believe it to be so. Thank you for your Pentecost seed. I look forward to receiving your call or your letter today.
The fire and power of Pentecost will rise within you with these magnificent ministry gifts. As you sow a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, you will build your faith and those you influence each day with Pentecost's most celebrated quotes. 50 quotes for 50 years of ministry from Dr. Rod Parsley will thrill and equip you. For a gift of $100 or more, we'll add 6 great messages, each one designed to elevate and accelerate your anointing. You must learn about announcing, acquiring, and accepting your anointing and the rare Sabbath anointing. As a lasting testament to your stand for Pentecost, we'll add a brick with your name to the Pentecost Globe Memorial. There's never been a time when your agreement with Dr. Parsley is needed to preserve and protect the power of Pentecost. For those special friends who will sow a commanded offering of $1,000 or more, your name will be beautifully inscribed at the base of our Pentecost Globe Memorial. Located at the center of Breakthrough's world headquarters, your name will be a permanent memorial to your faith. With every gift in obedience to God's command to not appear empty-handed at Pentecost, we'll also include 2 vials of Pentecost anointing oil. Don't miss receiving these dynamic ministry resources infused with Pentecostal power. Call with your offering 24 hours a day. Click on rodparsley.com or write today. Pentecost is May 19th.
Dear friend, we are at this very moment in an accelerated season of great blessing as together we celebrate one of God's 3 feast seasons of the year, the Feast of Pentecost, and the power of Holy Ghost empowerment. It's God's promise that as you respond in faith, He will release 7. That's right, 7 amazing blessings. Power to overcome any obstacle. Peace in the face of any conflict. Protection, not just for you, but for all those you love. The presence of the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and strength. Prosperity and favor to receive provision in every area and protection where you need it in your life the most. So please include your most urgent prayer request with your Pentecost seed and make every effort to get it here to me by May 19th. That's Pentecost Sunday. The 24-hour breakthrough prayer line is right there on your screen, or you can simply click on rodparsley.com, that secure website. Together, let you and I pray for an even greater move of the Holy Spirit in your life this year. I'll be right here, as always, next time, ready to share God's word with you on your breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.